2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, lady.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
I actually asked our digital department to move that camera up or stop using the Zoom because I'm sick of it. I'm sick of these angles. I know it's my own fault, but still, I'm sick of it.
Why is it your own fault?
Because I'm the one with the double chin.
Oh, will you stop?
But it's their fault for highlighting it.
My favorite is if I do the show from home. There's a camera there now, which I haven't hooked up yet. But I used to see, they used to play the clip, and it's up my nose. So you see me talking, and I'm like this.
Hey, question. Are we doing the 15-minute morning show podcast?
Yeah,
we're starting. Oh,
we're starting.
Okay.
Oh,
Ron?
Oh, yes.
I would request an alternate angle of me as well, if possible. That camera sucks. That's the devil up there.
I don't know if it's that camera or if it's my whatever it is. It's terrible.
I like the back of my head angle. That's a nice one.
Would you like to introduce our guest?
Yes, this is Preeti from Dubai. She does Virgin Radio there. She is on the number one show there. And by the way, radio there is more important than any other medium. We learned that today.
We're so jealous.
Wow.
But she's from Queens, so she's from here.
Welcome home. How long are you in New York?
Thank you. I'm here just till Saturday. Yeah, and then I'm heading out.
But she's been here almost 2 weeks already.
Yeah, I've been here for about a week and a half visiting family. My parents still live here, so.
What have you done?
What have I done? Just honestly, a lot of family. Like, I just have to go see all my family. I got to go see this uncle and that aunt and this nephew, niece, all that.
When you come to the States, do you ever want to travel to points west? Maybe go other places? Or is it just time for family, then you got
to
go home?
We try to. So my husband's not from the States. He's Indian, but was born and raised in the UAE. So he always wants to explore. But I'm like, no, I just want to be home and have like pizza and bagels. And he's like, no, we got to go. So, right?
You got to go to the Utopia Bagel in Queens. No. Get that. That's the one.
Forest Hills Bagels. Oh. Don't find me.
I believe her. She's from Queens.
What's that sandwich that we love from Queens?
Cherry Valley.
Oh, do you go to Cherry Valley?
No, I haven't.
In Whitestone.
Oh my, so the sandwiches are ridiculous. Oh,
yeah, but that's what I do. I basically relive my childhood. Aww. As much as I can while I'm here.
I have questions.
We have questions.
Can this be like a press conference? Like, question.
Yeah, okay.
Preeti, over here.
Gandhi, yes.
Okay, how did you get into radio in Dubai from here?
So I graduated college around 2007-2008 from Hofstra, and then I was like, oh, I want to be on air. I'm not going to do back end. I'm going to be on the radio. No joke. I wanted to be, these were my references. Either I'm going to be Oprah on TV or Danielle on the radio. And I'm not blowing smoke.
You're
this
the
is
Oprah
legit.
Radio.
I'm the Oprah radio.
You really are.
So I listened to you, you know, growing up, going to school, listened to all you guys. So I was like, I'm going to be on the radio. No one wanted me on the radio.
Relatable.
So you had to fly to the opposite end of the world to get on the radio. I find that hard to believe because we've heard you on the radio. You sound pretty awesome.
Oh, thank you.
You've been doing it for a while, so maybe you've been...
I've progressed. I hope I have. But yeah, so I got the job while I was here. I just applied because one of my cousins grew up there. He's like, oh, try this. And I was like, okay. And Virgin Radio just happened to launch as I graduated.
Wow.
And they were looking... Actually, I was a newsreader when I got there. And I just started talking to all the guys, and they were like, hey, do you want to come in and do the gossip? And I was like, yeah, sure. And then the gossip turned into co-host, and here I am.
So how did you explain that to your parents? Well, I've got good news and bad news, Mom and Dad.
Yes, basically. I was like, the good news is I got a job. They're like, oh, that's amazing. Thank goodness. And then they were like, where is it? And I was like, oh, so it's Dubai. I had never been there. I went there when I was like 3, so I don't even count it. They're like, how can you get a job and not even go to the place?
Yeah, it's bold. I love it.
So well, mad. My dad was so mad.
Such a good radio job. Thing. Because I used to take back in the old days of being in a very nomadic industry, I would take jobs in cities. I took a job in Atlanta, never been there.
Yeah.
I needed a job.
At least it was the same country.
Yeah.
How scared were you? I mean, I moved from Pennsylvania to California.
Yeah.
I can't imagine moving halfway around the world.
Yeah. I think the trick was I was so young. I was 22. So I just didn't. You just make stupid decisions when you're 22, you know?
Yeah. That's an exciting decision.
Yeah, but I didn't even think that far ahead. Like, in my head, I was like, yeah, I'll go there. I'll live for a year, come back, get a job in the States eventually. Yeah. And then the year turned into 16.
When you first got there, did you ever question, oh my gosh, I can't do this. I'm leaving. I'm going back.
Yes. Yeah. A hard yes.
The culture is so... So different.
So different.
Talk about that.
Yeah. You know, there weren't that many Americans when I first got there, too. So it was really difficult to relate to people. You know, I'd make references about, like, Saved by the Bell, and they'd look at me like, what are you talking about? You know, like, it just didn't make sense. But I kind of stuck it out there. I was like, no, I got to be there for a year at least. I have to. I can't quit and go back. Everyone gave me a big going away. Everyone came to drop me at the airport. I'm like, I cannot just leave 3 months in. But I got used to it. And yeah, here I am. I make good friends.
So Danielle, your question was, did you regret it? Or Were there moments of regret, as Danielle was asking?
Yeah, I think there were points in my life at that beginning stage where I was like, I don't know anyone. None of my friends are here. No one knows me. No one gets me, sort of. What am I doing here? Like, sitting in this shoebox studio apartment. Like, what am I doing here?
Oh, God.
But I think I'm so glad and grateful that I stuck it out. And I was like, this is going to be worth it. That's all I just kept saying in my head. I was like, this is going to be worth it. Even if you move back, someone's going to look at your resume and go, yeah, we can put her on the radio, you know? So it worked out.
Guys, isn't...
Wow.
This is interesting about what's... about going through life when you're young and you're almost fearless or stupid or whatever you are, you just go do it, and then you get into this world where you're a little older, where everything needs to be organized, we need to be, you know, buttoned down and safe. Then you get to the point where you're my age, you get jealous at what you just said. I would do anything other than, you know, lose my pets and my husband and my friends at work to, like, get on a plane, just fly somewhere and start a new career, start a new job. That would be just heaven. I know that if anyone else in this room would do it, it would be you.
Oh, absolutely. I love that stuff because I think it's such a good way to test yourself by yourself, because when you're with other people, you know, in this room, we know how to make each other laugh because we've been around each other. So I know what their buttons are, and you can do it that way. But when you go off by yourself, you really learn so much about yourself because you don't have your team around you. That just sort of feeds everything that you're used to. It's a whole different ballgame. I love that. I like.
But when you're when I was 22, I didn't think about any of that stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you're not thinking about anything. You're just making decisions, and you're not even thinking of consequences. Exactly what you said, Elvis. If I was given that position now, I would have never gone. Because now I'm like, no, I'm set in my ways. I can't be moving across the country.
You'll be old and crazy again one day.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that.
My mom says, like, when you have kids, there's three stages of your life. Your life without kids, you're doing whatever you want, you do it before the kids come, blah, then the kids come, and you're very settled. Then the kids grow and get out, and then you're like, I'm going to go again and travel and do this and do that. So there's, like, three different stages.
Wow.
The first and last seem to be very similar sometimes, you know?
The same with diapers as well.
True. You come in wearing them, and sometimes you go out wearing them as well.
So let's talk about what it's like being on the radio and being a presenter as you are in Dubai versus being a presenter here in New York City in the States. There is a whole different set of almost unspoken yet spoken rules and protocol when you are communicating to a mass audience in Dubai versus here.
Yeah.
Here we talk about anything and everything. And there, it's sort of second nature after 16, 17 years.
Oh, yeah.
You know which roads not to go down.
Yeah, for sure. And the unique thing is that there's so many people from so many different countries around the world. So sensitivities range, you know, from culture to culture. So it's learning the nuances of that, learning what's, you know, maybe offensive in Europe or India or Thailand or, you know, Japan, somewhere else around the world. So it's really cool knowing that. And I think, though, I relate it back to growing up in New York City. Man, we grow up with so many different cultures and languages and stuff. It doesn't faze me, but it's really cool to see people from places that have not interacted with so many different cultures, and they learn about it, and they're like, whoa, I had no idea. And I'm like, yeah, dude, this is like a Tuesday in New York. but yeah, it's really different. And as far as the sensitivities go, I think it's just about respecting the people, the country, their rules, the government, and their rules. And as long as you do that, you're good.
If you're a traveler, like a world traveler, Gandhi, especially in this room, has traveled to Asia and everywhere else, and some of us other places, whatever. When you go to those cities way around the globe, you automatically go into let's be respectful mode.
Oh.
We know that we really shouldn't cross any lines that may or may not be there in our minds. We just know they're there.
Yeah.
So I guess every day on the radio for you is that way. You are traveling all around the world every day in a place like Dubai.
Yeah, 100%. And I think we can learn a lot from that too, just being a little bit more respectful of each other and kind of be considerate about like, hey, maybe that person is not on the same page as I am and maybe I should respect that boundary a little bit more.
Ooh, so we wouldn't have a show.
Also, I've watched Locked Up Abroad. That's all I need to know to just follow every rule in every country because nope, not happening.
having lived in Dubai and doing radio there for 16 years now,
yeah.
Someday down the road, would you ever want to move back here and do radio in the States?
Have you been talking to my parents?
When are you coming back?
She has a husband now and a life there.
I understand. So no, that, you know. Oh, that's right.
And my dog.
Yeah, but
I can't
like
my dog.
So yeah, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but like, is this something that maybe one day that you'd hope for?
Or? Are you a Dubai lifer?
Are you going to live there forever?
This is going to be turning into a therapy session. So I think every year I say to myself, I won't be there forever, but then I'm at year 16. So I think I need to have a little realization with myself. I think I'm very happy doing what I'm doing. And, you know, Chris Fade, who I do the show with, and Big Rossi, who I do the show with, the three of us, I think you guys know this. When you find chemistry with people on the radio, man, you don't want to mess that up because that's hard to find. That's really hard to find, people who really get your mind. We finish each other's sentences without even saying it. I know what he's thinking, he knows what I'm thinking without even looking at each other. So I think as long as I have that, I don't want to let that go.
It's a great thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
You also don't want to be in a great position to be like, I have plans on leaving. Yeah. Replace her now.
At some point, you write your own ticket, though. It's like, I've been doing it. I'm a vet. I've been doing this forever.
Yeah.
You know, like, I could, you know, I don't know. I'm just.
Yeah, but it's safe. I feel like it's safe, no? Like, it's nice to be with people that you trust and you love and you make good radio with.
Of course.
It is, but it's safe. At the same time, being safe, as you say, it is safe and it's comfortable, but at the same time, it's safe. And sometimes you're like, well, God, is the rest of my life going to be safe or am I going to take some more chances in this life of mine? You know? I don't know.
I mean, what about you guys? You've been doing the show for how long, Danielle?
29 years almost?
She's asking when you're leaving, is what she's asking.
She's asking for her parents. She's asking for her parents.
It's my gold mic now!
It's like your home, right?
Yes, it is my home, and I love everyone that I work with, and this is my family. I've grown up here. I mean, I went into labor. I got engaged on the air. I mean, my whole life has unfolded here, and my family is here. My friends are here. So I wouldn't want to leave. Like, I mean, I would love to live in the UK at some point, you know, maybe have a second home there. I love it there. But I love it here. I mean, I still to this day tell people that I still can't believe that I work here. And I still get up every morning and I pinch myself and I go, do I really get to do this? Do I work with these people? Am I really at Z100 or Elvis Duran Show in New York City and on all these other, you know, frequencies? It's crazy to me still. So it's amazing.
I think that's it. As long as you wake up and you're still loving what you're doing, it ain't your time to leave, you know?
Yeah. Well, you don't love it every day.
Well, of course. There are moments.
Well, but it's good that you can't flip the console.
Right. Yeah,
it's
oops,
tied
sorry.
Down. You can't flip it. Yeah.
We do love it every day, but we just don't love it as much every day.
That's okay.
But what's it like living in Dubai?
Ooh, it's a lot of fun.
Knowing that we don't know, I've only visited, I've never lived there, but what's it like living in Dubai?
Well, I mean, I live a little bit of a boring life. I'm a dog mom, so a lot of my life just revolves around my dog.
Nothing wrong with that.
Amazing. Yeah.
So my whole life is scheduled to my dog. But yeah, they're like amazing restaurants, and we go to malls a lot. Like that's
big malls.
Lots of malls. Really? With like ski slopes and stuff inside. Yeah. It's pretty
cool. They sell gold bars and vending machines.
Yes, well,
do you have out, like princes right? and billionaires listening to you?
Like,
can you call a prince right now if he.
Probably not. No.
Right. But do you guys get treated like rock stars since radio is bigger than TV over there?
It's like, kind of weird. Yeah? It's like people, it's so cool meeting people when you're out and about. They're like, oh my gosh, we listen to the show, or I've grown up listening to the show, or whatever it is. And it's like so weird, but cool at the same time because I love radio, man. Radio is just the coolest. Live, there's nothing like live radio. Nothing will ever beat live radio.
I agree.
Agreed.
Here. I stand for live radio.
We say that here on this recorded podcast.
Yes. Right. There's something you said for that.
Yeah. US are cool too, but it's just fun doing what you're doing. Dubai is fun. You go out, you eat a lot. There's a lot of eating, guys.
Oh God, okay. I want to go.
All right,
you're here with us just for the food.
Do they sell Wegovy over there?
They do.
Oh, I'm in.
And a lot of like a lot of health stuff, like a lot of working out and all that jazz.
Yeah. And now Scary staying.
You're on a health kick.
Right now I am, yeah, because I feel like I need to. I can't go back to
where I was. No, you were paid to.
I was paid to originally, but now I'm just doing it twice a week because I need to just maintain because, man, I don't want to go back to where I was. But, you know, that's a whole other story. If I came to your country, I would eat my way through it in a minute.
And then I'll take you to the gym, too. Don't worry.
See, there you go.
This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And by the way, like I said earlier, I have traveled there, and it is so interesting because there's a lot to learn about a whole other side of the world, and that's what this life is all about. Yep. Is it not?
Yes. Here.
Preeti, thanks for coming in to see us.
Thank you for having me, guys. Preeti. This is so cool.
And thank you so much for making this the first 15-minute morning show podcast in many weeks.
Yay!
It's actually 15 minutes.
Usually we're done by 7 minutes.
Yeah, 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Because we don't have truth in advertising laws here. Everyone say goodbye.
Bye.
The 15-minute morning show.